All right, today is Pei Zayin. Daf Pei Zayin, we're in the beginning of Pei Zayin, a brand new Mishnah. Here we go. Ha Isha, the woman, right, the woman. Now, Bizman Shehi Bebeis Baila, when she's a married woman, living with her husband, in a normal house, so Shachat Aleha Baila, if her husband shechs a carbon Pesach for her, but doesn't tell her. He just goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he includes her. We're going to get later on a Shimachayev in Karban Pesach, but he includes her. And for some reason, Vishachat Aleha Aviha, her father, she doesn't live in her, she's a married woman, but her father, the Gemara's going to get to, well, they went to the parents' fiancé, right? So the father, the Gemara's going to talk about that. It's not a new thing. So the father also shechs a Karban Pesach and has her in mind, right? So the Mishnah says, Tochal Mishal Baila. She goes by the husbands. Why? Says Rashi on top. Dimistama Daita Limonos Al Shal Baila. Because Mistama, she's gone counting with her husband. Kalsman, as long as Shalot Pirsha, she Daita Bishal Avia. As long as she didn't specify, I want to be with counting with my father. As long as she doesn't say anything, Stum, she goes to her husband. Halcha Regel Rishon. Lasos Bibes Aviha, if she goes to the first, spends the first Yontif, the first Pesach together, she goes to her parents, right? The customary. So Shachat Aleha Aviha, Vishachat Aleha Baila, her husband Shech and the father Shech, right? Nobody, they don't talk to each other. So nobody said, hey, what's going on with the carbon? Who's taking care of the carbon? No one said anything. So nobody knows what to do. So they both did it. Then tochal b'makom shehu rotza. She can eat whatever she wants. The Gemara is going to ask, but 1 second. That would be a Breira issue. Right? We'll make Breira, and there's no Breira on Doraisas. And the carbon Pesach is a Doraisa. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. So, now Yasom, a poor, an orphan boy, sheshachtu alav apotropsin, that he has a bunch of apotropsin. Apotropsin is like a guardian. He doesn't have any parents, and they're running the household, and they're taking care of him. So, Karban Pesach. I don't know if he's a gadol or not, the boy. Mistami, he's a gadol. Because if he's a cotton, it's not really relevant. It's not really shaya, right? Anyway, yochal b'makom shurotze. Again, he can pick, oh, I like this, a guardian. I like that one. I don't like. I'll eat from this guy's Karban Pesach, right? The Gemara is going to ask the same question. Tomorrow, it's Breira. So Gemara's going to answer that question also.
She's already a gadol, then.
So someone did it for him. What?
And she's part of a kabura.
Right, which one? Whichever one he picks. No, whichever one he chooses. No, you can't do that. Same thing with the wife. Thank you. You have to be a guardian.
That's what I'm saying. So he goes to somebody and says, I want to be part of your group.
So that's, the Gemara's going to answer that. The Gemara's going to answer that question by the wife. You have to be included in a group of the Zman of the Shechita. Not the Achila. You can't sit down and say, oh, you brought a Karban Pesach, and you I like better.
Yeah, but if he's going to be a part of a group of Aishrita, that's where he's going to be eating also at the same group.
So two guardians both brought a Karban Pesach. So which one is he going to be part of? He has to make a decision at Shechita.
He didn't make that decision.
Okay.
So he can say he eats whatever he wants. Eved shal shnei shutfin, a partner, an Eved that belongs to two people. Yochal, lo yochal mishal shneim. He can't eat from either of them. The Gemara is going to say because each one's makbid, so then he's stuck. And then we're going to say you're not even allowed to have an eved of two. We're going to get to that tomorrow. Mishachetu eved vechetu ben chorin. If you have someone who's that, you can have. You can have an eved who's that works for two people. You can't have this. Mishachetu eved vechetu ben chorin. You can't have half. How do you have half an eved? It's two people bought an eved and one freed him. So he's half free, half an eved. Lo yochal mishal rabo. He can't eat from his rebbe, from his master. Not his rebbe, his master. What's that about? Tomorrow the Gemara will talk about it. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, shmas mina, you see from here, yesh breira. You see from here, there's such a thing as breira. Why? Says Rashi, the first Rashi, kasal kadaita. We think now, the question assumes, mimakom shehi rotzeh b'shas achila ka'amar. That she decides where she wants to eat at the time of the eating. What happened? She went to her parents for Pesach. And her father shechted, and her husband shechted. And the Gemara says she could pick. She could pick?
We have a gazillion Gemaras that talk about Brera.
Yeah.
Every single one of them starts my Brera.
Right. And
now, nowhere throughout Shas do they realize that there's an answer to that question.
Right. Because the Rabbanon will say Brera, like by the Eruv. That's only a din derabanan. So then we'll say Brera with the Tchum. It's that most hold it's derabanan. Then you can rely on a Brera issue. Not on the Raisa. So it's the Raisa. It's a good point. But Marinan, we say, Huvrar the Shechita Vizrika. It became retroactively determined that the Shechita and the Zrika, the High Pesach Shapir is Darik Aleha, the Ha Itza. That it was done with this woman in mind. Right? It was done with this woman in mind. So the Gemara answers, my rote. What does it mean she decides? The answer is, Bishas Shechita. She decides at the time of the Shechita. That's when she decides. You have a Gemara? She decides the time of the Shechita, the time of the issue. Very simple. Time of the Shechita, she decided. V'reminu. What? What's the Chiddush? It doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah. Has to be that way. What? Right. Right. I don't know. It's a good question.
Like, what? Says
no, what's the chiddush? So now that we know that, what's the chiddush? At the time of the Shechita, okay, who here wants to be included? Or include me? Viraminu. 1 second. We have a question on that. Isha Regel Rishon, a woman on the first Yontif, Ocheles Michel Aviha. She eats with her husband's Pesach.
The father's.
Mikan ve'elech. After that, Rotze Ocheles Michel Aviha. After that, she wants to, she picks her father. Rotze Michel Baila. If she wants to, she picks her husband. It's a stira on two counts. Twice it's a stira. Right? First of all, the first Yontif, the mission says she has to decide. And after that, when they start staying home, then Mistama, she's with her father. With her husband. What do you mean she picks? So, the Gemara answers lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Khan, this brisa here that said that this halacha is biridu falelech. She always goes to her parents. Khan, the mishnah was she ain't redufa. She doesn't go anymore. Well, married family with 10 kids, they don't still go back to their parents. They don't go. Says Rashi, the machlokas Rashi tells us what this mishnah means. What do you think?
Things never change.
Things never change.
They
would go and
invite them.
That's said by a man with 7 sons. Masnizim redufa. What does Rashi say? She doesn't leilich tamid lebeis avia. She stopped going back to her father. The beis baila chavivla. She'd rather stay home. Hilkach, therefore, kol shar haregalim, all the other yomim tovim, Vadai Shaycha Batzrei. She for sure picks her husband. She doesn't go home. She doesn't go anywhere. She's home. V'regel Rishon Safek. The first Yontif, it's a Safek. Why? Because it's a Safek. Because the first Yontif. So she's married for 3 months. Now she's come back home for... Who picked the car? She doesn't know. She doesn't realize. I'm thinking about that. U'braisa B'radufa. But the Bryce is talking about every Yontif she goes back home. Hilkach. Therefore, Regel HaRishon, the first Yontif, Vadai Basar Aviyah. For sure she goes back to her father. For sure she picks her father. Why? Habit, whatever you want to say. Mikan ve'elich, after that it's a suffix. After that it's a suffix. Tosfos says something fascinating. Listen to this. Look at the second Tosfos. Just read the first two lines. Amar ben Atam, the kol noshim redufot heim. All women want to go back home. Lahagin bebeis avihan. To go tell their parents what a great life they have. Right? Kishanimtsu shlemos bebeis chamehen. Because the girl used to live with the father's, with the husband's family. Right? That's how it used to be. So they wanted to go back to their parents for Pesach to tell the praises of how much they're like. Look how much I'm going to tell you how much your father will likes me. But they didn't have telephones in those days. They couldn't call up. So they saw each other on the front. So they wanted to go back home to tell their father, to tell their parents how much my in-laws like me. What? You hear this? Very interesting. So therefore, then he has a whole different, tells us a whole different shot what this means. Well, just an interesting point, but a simple way to resolve the stira.
They're both now Yerushalayim. They're all Yerushalayim, obviously. Either they're living there or they're renting for the youngsters. How far are they from each other?
Right.
They're Dufo. So what? They're block away?
No, the question is, where are they going? So who had them in mind? That's the issue. They could be next door to each other. But you have to be part of the group.
If you're married for a while, you don't want home to your...
Right.
You may not be home, first of all, because they both could be outside Yerushalayim and coming.
Right, exactly. One could live in Haifa, one could live in Tel Aviv, and they're coming to Yerushalayim, 100%. It could be like that. The point is, at the time of the Shechita, everybody had to make a decision. Dichtiv, like it says, Oz ha-yisi be'enav kimotis shalom. I was in his eyes like someone perfect. Right? Amar b'yochanan, kakala shenimtes shlema be'beis chamiyah. It's like a kala who's perfect in the eyes of her father-in-law. Uredufa leilech lahagit shvacha be'beis aviyah. So she runs to tell the praises to her father. Dichtiv, like it says, it'll be on that day. Tikri Ishi, velo tikri li od Baili. You'll call me Ishi and not Baili. What's the difference? So Ishi is a much more intimate word. It really implies like a long-standing relationship. Something says over here, like we say, Baili is a reference to Erisin, and Ishi means Nisuin. It's a much more firmer relationship. Right? Say someone's a Baal Musaf. All right, he's the Baal Musaf. Or the Gemara says, the Torah says, Baal Hashar Naki, the owner of the shark. It's not such a warm way to phrase something. Okay, we say it. It's nice. It's wonderful. Ishi is a much more intimate, right? That's what you're saying over here. Al Tikri, Hashem Tikri Ishi. Hashem is my Ishi. Much more close relationship. Old time relationship. Not Baili, right? Baili is like an Averson type of thing. Not so permanent. Amr of Yochanan. Kakala, the base Chamia. Like a Kala in the base Chamia, in their father-in-law's house. Velo Kakala, base Avia. Not like a Kala in her own house. What does that mean? Right, Ish is Lashon Nesuin, not Lashon Erisin, right? The Ein Yaakov has a great vort. He says that when you're in Erisin, you're really under two jurisdictions. You're under your husband's, because you're married. You consider married. You're a married woman. Just the only thing you didn't have is you didn't have chuppah. You weren't intimate with your husband. Otherwise, you're married, and you're also still under your father, because you're not fully married. So the comparison is, just like in this world, there are two things pulling at us. There's the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. We're being pulled in both directions. Just like this Erisin woman. She's being pulled in both directions. There'll come a time when a woman only is under her husband. When's that? After the Chuppah. After the Chuppah we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's only going to be a Yetzer Tov. Right? It's a very nice comparison. Yaakov says that. Then we continue, Achos Lono Kitana, our sister was very young, Vishadayim Einla, she didn't have any breasts. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, what does that mean? Zu Elaim. It's the Elaim, which is, I think, Shushan. I think it's like Persia. Shezachsa Lilmod, they were Zochet to learn, Velo Zachsa Lilame. They weren't Zochet to teach. Why weren't they Zochet to teach? So Rashi says, Elaim, Shehoyeba Daniel, it's a reference to Daniel, Shenemar, Vani, Daniel Hayisi Beshushan, Asher Be Elaim Hamadina, Vizacha Lalame, Lilmod, I was okay to learn. Velo Ravat's Torah B'Yisrael, but I couldn't teach. I think the reason is because there was no one to teach. There's nobody to teach. Nobody was learned. Aval Babavel, Gidla Ezra Sofer. But in Babel, Ezra Sofer shined. He prospered. The Chsiv says, Hu Hechim Livavo Lidrosh Estaras Hashem, Lasos Lamed B'Yisrael, Choku Mishpat. Right? Next. Ani Choma, I am like a wall. Vishadai, and my breath, kimigdalos, are like towers. Amar Rebbe Yochanan, ani choma ze Torah. It's a reference to Torah. Vishadai magdalos, eil tibin chacham. It's like a relationship, right? The symbolism is that the breath is what nourishes. So what nourishes? Tibin chacham. You can have a very large wall separating you from whatever you want to separate from, but without nourishment, it's not going to last. Rav Amar, ani choma ze Knesset Yisrael. The Shaddai Kimigdalos, Elu Bate Kinesios, Bate Midrashos. Amar Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, my Dichtiv, what does it mean? It says, Asher Beninu Kinetiim, my children are like planting, are like seeds, Migudalim Binu Rehem, that they are raised in their youth, right? Benosenu kizavios, our daughters are like corners, michutavos, which are hidden. What's with michutavos? Crafted, tavnis heichel, like the picture of the heichel. What does that mean? So asher banino kinetiim, elu bachuri yisrael shloto talmutam chet. The young boys that don't sin. And what does it mean? Benosenu kizavios, elu besulos yisrael. Those are the besulos, the girls. Shagudos pischehen lebaalehen. They mention their openings to their husbands. What does that mean? Rashi says tupshatim. Tell me if the times change or not. Stumos pischehen. The closed things are opened up. Achim is dekakos lebaalehen. They want to be with their husbands. Ve'ena nivalos lacherim. And they don't go to other people. In other words, their openings. It's a crude reference, but. In other words, they're faithful, so they're only with their husbands. Lashon Acher, Shemagidos Pischeim Shel Nidul Ba'alehen. They lifarish lifrosh mehen. They tell their husbands that they can't be with them. Why? Because they're not tar, not tahora. They're a nida. The afal pi shetahavasan rabba. Even though they want to very badly, even though they want to very badly, they don't. Why? Because they're not allowed to, and they tell their husbands that. Chen Omer, it says, Umolo kumizrak kizavius mizbeach. Ibase mehacha, mizavinu, maleyem, mafikim, mizon elzon. Right, the harvest is from harvest to harvest. Mechutavos, tabnis hechel, elu ve'elu, ma'alav akasav, ki'ilu livna hechel b'yameyen. And all these things, it's as if, I treat it as if, you've built a hechel. Why, if you're shomer in this halacha, it's as if you built the base of Mikdash? Why is that? So you're careful in Hilchas Nida and things like that. How does that get you to build the Beis HaMikdash? Right? So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Tam of Bia was taken away and it was given to the Goyim. Interesting Gemara, right? Now, people like faithful people that stay with their husbands and stay with their wives, and they don't do anything improper in this area, it's as if they built a Beis HaMikdash, right? Because they're exactly being shomer, being nizer, in the very thing that they lost when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay, although everyone has a famous medrash that says anytime you find Kedusha, you find corresponding as Arias, right? Kedoshim Tiyu is to be nizer in Arias. So if you're shomer in that, that's the greatest kedusha of all. The greatest kedusha of all is the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Next. Dvar Hashem asher hoya el Hoshea. This is a very similar thing that Hashem said to Hoshea. Hoshea the Navi. What did he say to him? B'yimei Uziyahu, Yasam, Achaz, Chizkiya. Melech Yehuda, B'perek Echad, Nisnabu, Dal Neviim. At this time, there were four Neviim that were alive and giving prophecy at this time. V'gadol Shebekulon, Hoshea. And the greatest of the four was Hoshea. Esther Rishash, how's that possible? One of the four was Yeshayahu. And there's a Gemara that says, a Medrash that says, that Yeshayahu was the second greatest Navi of all time besides Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a little bit of a stira, because the Pasuk says, Shmuel, Korei B'Shmo. But, okay, how could Hoshea be on the list? How could Hoshea be the greatest one? So the Rishash says a very difficult shot. He says he was the oldest. That's what he mean. It was the godly. It was the oldest in age. I mean, when do we ever really care about that?
Well, he made him the earliest of all.
That's not the godly either. That means he's the oldest. It said he's the oldest. The oldest because he was the earliest. I would have read that. I would never think of him. Oh, he's the oldest. Oh, he's the oldest man there in the group.
I don't think
Shael
is the oldest.
What?
I don't think Shael is the oldest.
You don't think what? I'm sorry. Now I understand, but it's clear that Yeshua was greater in Nevuah. So what does it mean? He was the godly Shebekulon. It sounds like he was the greatest in prophecy, not in age. Happened to have been, he was born before Yeshayahu. What is that?
The next line says,
Dibar Tchila. Shenemar, Tchilas Dibar Hashem Boshia. That the opening. What?
Yeah,
that's the first pasuk in Hoshea, second pasuk. Just says, Tchilas Dibar Hashem Boshia, when Hashem first spoke to Hoshea. That's all that means.
No.
But happens to be, he was alive when there were three other Nevi'im alive. Who were the other Nevi'im? We'll see in a minute who they were.
The
Chiba Hoshea Dibar Tchila. The Chiba Hoshea Dibar Tchila. The Moshe Ad Hoshea Kama Nevi'im. Right, what do you mean? It's the first, Hashem spoke to Hoshea. Well, since Moshe, no one ever was around? What does that mean? Hashem, all of a sudden Hashem speaks to Hoshea. That's what it means. That makes sense to say that he was the first one from the four. He was the first one. Why? Because he was the oldest. So it's not, again, it's not even a Sheva. It starts off with a Sheva. He was the greatest one. Happens to me, he was the oldest one. A very difficult Gemara here. The Elohim, who are they? Hoshea, Yeshaya, Amos, and Micha. So you want to say Amos and Micha, Hoshea, which one's the greatest? I can't judge that. I don't know. But I have a measure that says Yeshaya was the greatest.
We also think greatest because of the fact that he wrote the book. We have the most problem.
Right. Okay.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that Hoshea was not greater than Yeshaya.
Right. Right. Although there's a measure that says he was greater. So that's the only thing. I have a measure that says.
What are you measuring exactly? Greater than what?
I guess in closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, what else do you how else do you measure it? So what does that mean? Moshe was greater than anyone else. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? He had a relationship with Hashem greater than anyone else. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Hoshea, Bonecha chatu, your children are sinning. V'hayelo lomer l'cha, what he should have said back was, but Bonecha heim, they're my children. So he should have said back, Bnei chanunecha heim, they're the children of you. Right? Chanunecha. What's Chanunecha?
Favored,
right. Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Gilgamecha aleihem. Should have pity on them. Right? Have rachmanos on them. That's not what he said. Lo, daish, lo, omarkach. Not only did he not say that, Elisha, omar lefan, if you want to call olam shalacha, who? The whole world is yours. Sa'avir bu ma'acheres, go pick someone else. So, Jews aren't good, so go pick a different nation. What can I tell you? What am I going to do with this old man? Right? The reference, like when you know, when some people sometimes the Gemara says Sanhedrin, you can't have an old person on Sanhedrin because sometimes they lose some of that compassion when they get older. Right? You can't have a very old man. So that's what he meant. That's what he meant by that. That's what I'll tell him. Kach lecha isha zona. Go marry yourself a zona, Hoshea. V'holid lecha banim zenunim, and go marry these children. You're not even going to know if they're your children. Because you're married to a zona. So you don't even know if the kids are yours. Then I'm going to tell you to divorce her. Im hu yochol lishloach. Are you going to be able to do it? Yeah, married with a bunch of kids. You're going to throw her out? Afani hashalach es Yisrael. I should throw out Yisrael. Shenamar tzed. V'yomar shem aloshaya. Lech kach lecha eshe zenunim. V'yalde zenunim. Go marry a crazy wayward woman and have children. You don't even know if they're your kids. So the Ibn Ezra and the Radak say this was a dream. It was a nevuah. He didn't actually marry such a woman like this. The Malbim says she did. I, even though a Yisrael, which Hoshea was, it's not usher to marry a zona. It's not an isser. It might not be the best thing to do, only because you don't know if the kids are yours or not. So it might not be that you might not get after Yon if you did such a thing. Not an isser. For a Kohen, it would be an isser. For Yisrael, it's not an isser. Nevertheless, he says. This is what he said. His other Nevi'im, it's an interesting Malvim. Other Nevi'im were told to do things that were against the Torah. Such as Yecheskel was told to shave when he was an Avel, and Elio was told to be Makriv Karbono somewhere else. It's a different kind of Isser here. Yeah. But alright. Anyway. What? Right, so some first of all, sometimes it's a machlokas whether or not she was a Zona, and it's not an Isser.
She sold
the company. Also, if it's tshuva involved, different story. Here it's implying make sure she's a zona. So when you have kids, you're not even going to offer yours. That's because he's trying to make the comparison even greater. You wouldn't even send away Suffolk children. I should send away my children, right? Is Gomer bas Tevelim. He married this woman in Gomer bas Tevelim. Gomer Omarav Shakol Gomer ba. Everybody was satisfied with her. Right? Everyone was finished when they went to her. They were all finished. That's Bas Devalim, Deborah, Bas Deborah. Right, the bad woman, the daughter of the bad woman. Shmuel Amar, Shemesuka, Befiakol, Kedvela. Everyone was sweet, she was sweet to everybody like a Devela, like a date. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shakol, Doshiba, Kedvela. Everybody trampled on her like a Devela. She was very, very mufkar. She was available to everybody. That's the kind of zona she was. During those days, they tried to empty out the Jewish people, like to clean out the Jewish people from money. They actually did it. Shenemar ki avdo melech aram, that melech aram destroyed them, v'yasimim ka'afar ladush, and they made the Jews like dirt that everyone tramples on the dirt. V'taravate lelo ben, she had a son, but v'yomer elav, Hashem elav, karashmo Yezriel. Call him Yezriel, ki od ma'at, ufakarati yez dimei Yezriel al beis Yehu. In a little while, I'm going to avenge I'm going to avenge in Yisrael because of Yehu. In other words, Yisrael has a double meaning here. It means to spread, and it also is the name of a valley. So al beis Yehu vishavti malchus beis Yisrael. I'm ending off the malchus of beis Yisrael. Yehu was a king. The Marsha says the reason why he mentions Yehu is because Yehu was appointed king of Yisrael by Elisha through Hashem. So he had a legitimate kingship. He was a legitimate king. And the prophecy was there were going to be four of them. Hashem says it's time to finish it. Time to end this off. And Yisrael is a reference. I'm going to sprinkle them around. I'm going to destroy them all. But right, that's why he called. Tell him to call him that. Maybe in the Yisrael Valley. Vatar od vatelad bas. Then she had a daughter. V'yomer la krashma lo ruchama. Call her lo ruchama. Kilo osif od arachem es beis Yisrael. Because I'm no longer going to have rachmanas on Klal Yisrael. Kinaso etzalehem. I should favor them. Vatar vatelad ben. V'yomer karashmo lo ami. Call him lo ami. Ki atem lo ami. Because they're not my nation anymore. Vanochi lo eyet lochem. And I will not be to them. After they had two sons and a daughter, you shouldn't learn from Moshe. Since he spoke to him, you should also get away. Just like Moshe was no longer able to be with his wife, you should also no longer be with your wife. Everybody asked. Every other Navi was married. Only Moshe wasn't married. Because he was always on call. So he wasn't allowed to be married. What kind of thing is this? So one Ben Yehuda says
exactly what he said 2 minutes ago.
Right, so Ben Yehuda says a very difficult shot. Ben Yehuda says that the reason why Aaron and Moshe thought that Moshe should be put, by the way, they were also Nevi'im, Aaron and Moshe. Aaron and Miriam were also Nevi'im. So what kind of thing is that? That they were thinking, they were speaking Lashon Rabbah to each other, ooh, why is Moshe still being married? Right? Why did Moshe get divorced? We're married. Why did Moshe have to get divorced? Right, that's what they said to each other. So Ben Yehuda says, listen to this vart, it's a hard vart. Because Moshe was married to a ger. Tzipporah was a gioris. Moshe Rabbeinu should be married to a gioris? That's what Ben Yehuda says. Aaron and Miriam had a different pshat. It's a hard pshat.
That makes sense.
Why?
Because Aaron couldn't remarry her again.
Moshe, you mean?
Aaron could not remarry his wife
again. Interesting. Interesting.
Miriam couldn't either.
Interesting. So the good vart. The Shema Limudim, I don't know who that is. He does a very interesting, such a great vart. He says, Aaron and Miriam said to each other, how could Moshe divorce his wife? He didn't have a daughter yet. He wasn't Mekayim Puruvu. He didn't have any girls. He said his daughter, he said his wife, you have to try. It's not up to you. You have to keep trying. You don't just divorce her. How could he do that? Very interesting vart, no?
Solid
answer. So here, he already had a son and a daughter. So now it's time to let her go. Very interesting. Think of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So Hashem said, no, don't worry about it. So Hashem said to Aaron and Miriam, I told him to do it. He has no choice, he's always on call. I wasn't Mekayim Puruvu, I'll deal with that. I'm a Lord, bonus shalom. You actually bonded me, man. I have children. I can't throw her out. I'm a lay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'ata, she's a zone. Ubanacha b'nei zenunim. And you don't even know if these kids are yours. You don't even know if they're your kids. You don't know if they're yours, imshalachem, someone else's. Kach Yisrael shein b'nei b'chuni. The children of my tested ones. Just on Friday, I saw this phrase that the b'nei av mitzvah v'yakov. Anyone know where that comes from? My tested ones? It's in Tashlich.
They were, though.
The lashon of b'chuni. What do we call the avos b'chuni? It's in Tashlich. You say b'nei, I only knew that because on Friday I said Tashlich. B'nei b'chuni, the av mitzvah v'yakov. Very interesting. Why all of a sudden here he picks that, and why in Tashlich do you say that? I don't know. Anyway.
Did it say on her resume she was a donor?
Yeah, it was, like you said, it was a known thing.
Had
resumes back then. Yeah. Echad me'arba kinyanim. Echad me'arba kinyanim. Also, one of four kinyanim, shekanisi bo'olam, that I acquired in this world. Torah kinyan echad, d'chsev Hashem kanani reishit darko. Shemayim v'aretz kinyan echad d'chsev kona shemayim v'aretz Beit Hamikdash kinyan echad d'chsev harzeh kanasa yamenu and Yisrael kinyan echad d'chsev amzu kanisa. V'ata amarta ha'ovrim v'uma acheret. Are you telling me that I should go throw them out for another nation? How could you say that? Kivin shiyada shechata. Once he realized he sinned, Amad, he got up, levakesh rachim al'atzmo, to make rachamim, and he tried to beg for forgiveness, right? So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'ata levakesh rachim al'atzmocha, now that you're asking for forgiveness for yourself, for sinning, bikesh rachim al'Yisrael, at least pray for them. She'gazarti aleihem shalosh gezeros b'avarecha. I made three gezeros because of you. What are the three gezeros? Rashi says, I made them in galus, I'm not going to have pity on them, and I'm not going to call them my nation. Amaru bikesh rachamim, he davened, ubitel gzeira, they got rid of the gzeira, the hitzchil, the barachon, he started to bless them, shenemar, v'ayah, mitzvah, b'nei Yisrael, v'chol hayom, they'll be like the sand in the beach, v'ayah, makam, asher yomar lehem, lo ami, atem yomar lehem, b'nei keel chai, I used to call them, they're not my people, now I call them the b'nei keel chai, v'nekabtsu, b'nei Yehuda, u'b'nei Yisrael, yachtov. Fine. V'zarasel li ba'aret, v'richamti es lo ruchama, v'amarte lo ami, ami ata. I used to say all those bad things, and now I change it all to good. Amr Yochanan, this is also a hard Gemara. Oy lo l'rabbanus, woe is to authority. Now, someone's in authority. Shemekaberes es ba'aleha. You don't live too long when you're in authority. Why? She'en lecha kol navi v'navi shlo kipech arba malachim b'yamav. There's no navi that didn't serve four kings. Every navi served four kings. So now, the Ben Yehuda explains like this. We don't know that about every navi. We know that about some. For example, Yeshaya, it says, Hoshea. It says Hoshea was a Navi for four kings. Four kings? What? In other words, the kings didn't live that long. Hoshea, who wasn't a lord, he wasn't a melech, he was a Navi. He was a poor man, an Anav, a tzaddik. He lived a long time. But the kings didn't last too long. Right? When you're a king like that, in a position of authority, you don't last that long. So the Ben Yehuda says that... that by Yeshaya and Hoshea it says they had four kings. So Ben Yehuda says, what do we need to know that information for? It must be that every Navi was like that. I don't know the history of every Navi, and if it's possible, I don't know. But the idea, the Gemara, what?
Hard to say.
But certainly some of them, four kings? Like what? Why? How come the kings lasted such short reigns? Yeah, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. I know, so it's not like very long reign. For the tzaddikim had long reign. It's a hard gemara here. Shneimar Chazon Hashaya ben Amot Asher Chaz Yehuda v'Yishalayim, and he had four kings. Amar Yochanan Mitnemaz Zocha Yeravam ben Yoash. Why did Yeravam ben Yoash, who by the way was a northern king, why was he Zocha to be Lihimano Melech Yisrael Lihimanos Imalcha Yehuda, to be counted in the kings of Yehuda? We're going to see where he's counted in a minute. What is Zocha to be counted with Tzadikim? He's a northern king. Most of them were Shaim. You know why? Because he wasn't Mekabel Lashon Hara on Amos. Where do you see that? Minalan di Milan di Yamni. How do you know he didn't Mekabel Lashon Hara? The Tzivit says, Dvar Hashem Asher Hoya El Hoshea Ben Be'eri, that this is the Navi Hoshea. B'yimei Uziyah Yatham Achaz Yechizkiyah. Those four Malach Yehuda. U'b'yimei Yeravim Ben Yawash Melech Yisrael. And during the reign of Yeravam ben Yoash, Umanalan Delokiba Lashon Hara, had he known he wasn't Makaba Lashon Hara, the Chsiv, it says, Vishlach Amatzia, Kohen, base Kael, he was a false prophet, he was a prophet of base Ael, right? That wasn't a Avodah Zarah place. He tells El Yeravam, Melech Yisrael, he goes to Yeravam and tells him, Lemar, Kashar Alecha, Amos is rebelling against you. So it's a total lie. He said that Yeravam will die by the sword. He says, you know, he's prophesying you're going to die. Amar, Chas v'shalom, Amar Otsa Tzadakach. Chas v'shalom, he said that. Why? What's Chas v'shalom? So the Marshal explains like this. Because they had a prophecy that there were going to be four kings coming out of Yehu. He's king number three. Right? So how can he tell me I'm going to die after there's another king? So the Marshal says, well, he could die and the son will take over. Or is that a word that go against his prophecy? So the answer is because he also said, and Malchus Yisrael is going to be intended to Galus, which implies they're going to happen together. He says it can't be true. There's going to be a fourth king. It can't be true. I could die because my son will take over. That could be. But it can't be that we're going to go to Galus yet. We still have time. V'im Amar Ma'ese. And by the way, back into the Gemara. And if he said it, lo, Shechina Amar lo. The Shechina told him, well, I'm going to argue with I'm going to argue with Hashem. So because he said that, he was zochet to be included among tzaddikim. Amar Balazar, filu b'shas kaso k'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when Hashem is angry, zocher es harachem, he remembers rachem. Shenemar, kilo osif od harachem es beis Yisrael. Right? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, Amar, mehacha, kinasu es upon him. Shouldn't I show favor? Amar Balazar, lo hidla HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael, lebein ha'umos. It's also fascinating Gemara. The only reason why Bnei Yisrael were sent into the Galus, Ella, in order, k'dei she'itosu aleihem gerim. That you should bring gerim. Fascinating. That's the only reason, right? The only reason Elimelech went to Moab was to bring Rus back. The only reason Avram went to Mitzrayim was to bring Hagar back. It's the only reason. There are gerim out there. We don't know who they are. They become a gair. And the whole purpose of Galus is to bring them back. That's why, so I saw one of the Rebbe says a great line. I think it's not a Rebbe. He says that the Pasuk says in Bishalach, you're not coming back to Mitzrayim. You're never going to return back here. Why? There's no gerim from here. I took them all out. You all left already. There's nothing to go back for. There's nothing to go back for. What are you going back for? Right? Based on this Gemara. You're going back to Mitzrayim. Nothing doing over there. Shinemar v'azeros yili ba'aretz. Klom adam zerea saw. Doesn't a person plant a saw? El ha'achnes kama kurim. To get more out of it, but you plant seeds to get more. You plant A to get A plus more. Rabbi Yochanan mehacha v'richamti es lo ruchama. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'mashir ben yichoy. My dechsev. What does it mean when it says al telashein eved el adonav? That you shouldn't say you shouldn't slander your master. Pen yikalecha because you'll curse him. The ashma, so he'll be destroyed. Uchsiv dor aviv yikalel, a generation that curses his father. V'es imo lo yivarech, and they don't bless the mother. Yishum the aviv yikalel es imo lo yivarech, because they curse the father and they don't bless the mother. Al talshin, what does it mean? Al talshin. Shouldn't slander. Ella afilu dor she'aviv yikalel es imo v'lo yivarech, and even in such a bad generation like that, al talshin never done. You still shouldn't curse your master. Minalon mihoshea. From Hosea, who actually was a bad generation, and he said all those things, and had to take it all back. Amar Hosea, my dechse, what does it mean when it says Tzidkas Perzono b'Yisrael, that the righteous were scattered in Israel? What does that mean? Tzedaka asa Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael. Hashem did a tzedaka shefezaren lebeinu umos, that they're scattered among all the nations. It's a good thing. It's a good thing, right? That in the 1930s there were Jews living in America. That's a good thing. Because they didn't have any, they didn't go to gas chambers, right? They wouldn't put into ovens. That's a good thing, right? Behindu the Amalei Hahumina. Listen to this Gemara. The Amalei, it's a famous Gemara. The Amalei Hahumina l'Rab Chanina. The Min says to Rab Chanina, Anon Alinan Minaycha. We're better than you. Why are we better than you? See if it says Bechu. It says regarding you. Kisheshes Chadashim Yeshev Sham. For 6 months he sat there. And the pasuk continues, and you killed out as many Amalekim as you could find. You killed out so many Amalekim in 6 months. Va'elu anan and us, it's naichu kama gabon kabishani. You're living with us all these years. V'lo ka avdin luchumi. We haven't touched you. You Jews are living by us. We didn't do anything. We didn't destroy you. And look what you did to the Amalekim. Amalo ritzon chol yitapo lecha talmud echad. I want to give you one talmud to answer you. Yitapo le Rabbi Oshia. You know why you haven't done anything to us? Because you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do to us. Techlin kulu, lesnu gabaychu. To kill us all. To get rid of the Jewish people. They're not all under your jurisdiction. They're not all there. Maid ikka gabaychu. And what we do, what you do, what is under your control. Karilachu malchus kitiyasa. They're going to call you a destructive. What kind of people are you? What kind of nation are you? Interested in destructing, in destroying, right? Amale, he answers back a famous line. Gape deromi, by the God of Rome. Baha nisinin and baha salkinan. With that thought, we go to sleep, and with that thought, we wake up. In other words, it's on our minds all 24/7. He's right. Rashi says, machshava zu anan asukim tamid. With this thought, it's constantly in our minds. How do we kill the Jews? We can't do it. There was only one. By the way, this statement of the Gemara. So there's only one time in history when the Jewish people were under the jurisdiction of one government. Only one time. Anybody know the time? No.
No.
Persia. Achashverosh. When Achashverosh made a decree, that's the only time in history that the potential, the entire Klal Yisrael was potentially in threat. It's the only time. After that, why Hashem changed his mind, right? Because even throughout the Middle Ages, there were always Jews in the Arab lands that were always safe from the Christians. Most of the time, the Arabs left them alone. Right, the Rambam writes, they had to leave because there were a bunch of zealots over there, and they were crazy. All right, but most of the time, until modern times, the Arabs left the Jews alone. So there were always a pocket of Jews that were always safe. Even if they weren't safe from the Christians, they were safe from the Muslims. Right?
Who's saying this?
The
government
of the men. What?
Who's saying this to
a representative of the government saying? Yeah.
Even in Iran today, there's a Jewish member of parliament.
What?
Even in Iran today, there's a Jewish member of parliament. They protect their little Jews.
All right, but the point is, you can come in. The point is that the statement's still true. Hashem went out of his way to make sure that the Jews are spread out all over the place. So if there's one government that wants to be genocidal, others can be saved. Right? It's the only time was by Achashverosh, which is why Purim is such a big deal. Right? You have time? You have another few minutes. Tani Rav Chiya, Mai Dechziv, what does he want to say? Elokim, Haven, Darka, Hashem knows the ways, Hu Yad Es Mekoma, and he knows the place. What does that mean? Yodei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, She'er Yichol Nekabel Gzeres Achzarios, Edom. He knew that we wouldn't be able to withstand the crazy, evil, harsh Roman decrees, Lafika Hirgla Osam Lababel. Therefore he exiled them to Babel. Famer Belazar, Lohigla Karishbarhu, Es Yisrael Abla Babel, El Mesha Umka Amuka Kishol. It's very deep, like a grave, therefore he can get them out very quickly. Shinemar Miyad Shaul Avdeim Mimavet Egalim. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mipnei Shekarov Loshonam Loshan Torah. Another reason they went to Babel is because the language of Bavel is very similar to Hebrew. It's Aramaic. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mipnei Shigron, Lebeis Iman. Listen to this. He sent them back to his mother's house. Who's his mother's house? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu came from there. Mashal Adam Shekat HaLishto. He gets angry at his wife. Lehechon Mishagra. Where did he send him? Lebeis Iman. Go back to your mother. Right? So where did he send the Jews? Back to Bavel. Back to where Avram is born. What comes from? Hayan Damar Avram Tzalanji. Damar Shosha Chazu Lematasan. Three things return to their source. Elohim, Yisrael, when the Jewish people sinned, sent them back to Babel. Kesef Mitzrayim, all the money that the Jews took out of Mitzrayim, all went back to Mitzrayim. Shenemar says, and V'ktav HaLuchos, and the writing of the Luchos. Yisrael Hadam, what we just said. Kesef Mitzrayim, Dechziv, Ahi B'shan HaChemish, Yitzl Melech V'chavim, Allah Shishak Melech V'tayim HaYishlayim. And he took all the gold back. That's why it says, the Eitz Yosef says, that it says in Parashas Bo, go borrow, vayishalu, go borrow the kesef. Well, it's only a loan. It's going back, right? And alucho, ksev alucho, tekziv vashabarim le'enechem, tana luchos nishperu, osios parachas. The letters went back to their source, whatever that means, because they were carved and engraved. It's a mystical idea. They went back to their source.
Isn't there any more that says that the Egyptians wanted to sue the Jews to get the gold back?
Yeah, that's we had that yesterday. That's a medrash. That's a medrash.
Right. So they got it back.
What?
They got it back.
I don't know. Right. It doesn't have to. There could be arguing. It's Gemara. All right. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Do you know what's the name of Avraham Avinu's mother?
Yeah, Amasal Bat Karnava.